This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Apple is having a live event today during which Tim Cook and company will announce new hardware, new software too. And now that we're just about an hour away, the rumors of recent months are coming into focus, from fingerprint technology to a cheaper iPhone possibly aimed at the developing world. Eric Limer is covering all things Apple for the website Gizmodo. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. So a few hours away here, what are you looking toward as this thing gets ready to kick off?
Well, we're expecting the main event is going to be two brand new iPhones. The first one is just the iPhone 5S, which is mostly an iterative upgrade over the iPhone 5, although it's supposed to have a fingerprint scanner, so that should be interesting. And then the one that's a little bit of a wild card is the supposed iPhone 5C, which is going to be a plastic back, probably cheaper version of the iPhone line.
Now, I want to ask you about the fingerprint technology. There's been talk of this for weeks. Looks like the Wall Street Journal today has confirmed possibly that this is going to exist. What do we know about it and how would it work?
Well, we've heard and seen rumors that the new iPhone will have a little silver circle around the home button. So the idea is when you go and press the home button with your thumb, it'll scan your fingerprint then.
Also, there's been some talk, people wondering if offering a cheaper version of the iPhone 5C, might actually cheapen the brand. What do you think about that?
Well, there's still a lot up in the air about what the iPhone 5C will actually be and how it'll be pitched. This could be pitched as a color option, as a more durable option, perhaps for kids. There's also the possibility that this is aimed directly at China. And so the idea is the real purpose of the iPhone 5C might be to get into some of the developing market in China that's currently being dominated by Android.
Do you think that we might see some surprises? There's been talk of Apple television, maybe an Apple Watch. Are you looking toward either of those things?
I'm kind of hoping for one of those things, but it's kind of a hope against all hope. I'm pretty sure if something like that was coming out, especially something as crazy as the iWatch, we would have seen a shred of it by now.
Eric Limer is a staff writer at Gizmodo, and we'll be following Apple's event today. Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.